Hello, everyone. My name is March Twisdale. I am the producer and host of Prose, Poetry, and Purpose. You are currently listening to KVSH LP 101.9 FM. That is Voice of Vashon on your radio station, or perhaps you're tuning in via the internet, which is super awesome. You can also catch my shows at my personal website, which is marchtwisdale.com. So, today I'm doing something unique and unusual. Usually I interview authors from all over the world who seek to inspire positive social change, one reader and one listener at a time. This month of December 2023, I am going to be doing a music show, actually two of them. So there'll be one for the first 2 weeks and one for the next 2 weeks. I love Christmas music. And back in late September, I interviewed Dane Rogers, who grew up on the island, and Bradley Mastin, and also Morgan Arnold, three of four people who are actually creating a new publishing company called True Grace Books. And one of the books that they just came out with, so I have it fresh in my hands, I'm super excited, is called Caroling to Christmas. It's a Christmas devotional of carols, hymns, and songs, and there's, I believe, 25 of them. So it's sort of like an advent calendar. You know, each day in the month of December, people who want to learn a little bit about the history and the spiritual and religious background and meaning of some of their favorite Christmas carols, hymns, and songs can flip open this book and enjoy themselves because they're great. They're wonderful little, like, two-page nuggets of interesting information. And so I am inspired to share some of my family's favorite Christmas songs. We have a little booklet full of CDs because we're still back in the dark ages. And we pull it out every, well, early November, and we just sort of start listening to Christmas music. And I decided I'm going to share my family's favorite songs and also some songs that maybe I haven't heard before that might be mentioned in this book. And along the way, I'm going to share little bits and pieces from the book. So that's what's happening. And let's see, let's get into our first song. The first song is by one of my, well, it's new to me. They're called For King and Country. And they have a Drummer Boy Christmas CD that I discovered back in 2020. And I'm going to share their rendition of The Drummer Boy, which is technically called Little Drummer Boy.
Rumpa, play for you. Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. On my trunk.
In the book, Caroling to Christmas, Little Drummer Boy is featured on page 64. And Morgan Arnold wrote the excerpt or the story or the summary around it. He says, the central character is a young boy named Aaron who was given a drum by his father. He cherished the drum and its beat, even made some of the farm animals dance when he played. However, his happiness was stolen from him one night and replaced with hatred for all people after robbers killed his father and burned down the farm. Only Aaron, a camel, a donkey, and a sheep escaped. Circumstances brought these characters into contact with a caravan of three kings who were following a bright star in the sky. The kings had need of another camel, so they paid Aaron's handler, an unscrupulous showman, a large sum of money for Aaron's camel against his wishes. After the caravan left, Aaron abandoned his handler in search of his camel. Remembering how the kings mentioned they were going to a place where the star led them, he too looked up into the sky and followed the star to the town of Bethlehem. He noticed scores of shepherds walking to a stable that had a glowing light emanating from it. There, he was reunited with his camel and the kings, but even more amazing to him was the little baby in the manger. Knowing that he was too poor to offer a costly gift, he offered to play a song on his drum for the baby and his parents. Mary agreed to it. At the end of his song, he looked up and saw baby Jesus smiling at him. As a result, Aaron's happiness returned as he realized that this was no ordinary child. He was much more. It goes on from there, but that's just an example of what comes in this book. And now we're going to go on to the next song. See if you recognize this musician.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue. decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
And who didn't recognize that awesome singer? This next song comes from A Medieval Christmas by Martin Best Ensemble. And I think it's This Yule, but it's got a really cool spelling. It's THYS, and then the next word is YOOL. I discovered this CD when I was down visiting my aunt and uncle in the Mojave Desert during the winter of 2020, and I fell absolutely in love with it. So enjoy this song next. Now, in case you decide that you want to check out that CD, I don't want you to think that the whole thing is quiet, because some of their songs are quite upbeat, such as this one.
That's the trick of the la 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 la. Oh,
little listener. How many people are crying? People are dying. How many people are asking for love? So don't better. Seasons, reasons, they don't matter. So don't hold back.
And what would Christmas be like without Celine Dion just rocking those vocals and filling the house? I'm sitting here in the studio with my Boston Terrier, Dobby, and he's asleep on his blanket. And just as her song took off and she really started going for it, I look down, I notice his little ears, and he's asleep, right? And his little ears are like, boink, boink. Boink, boink. Little ears are like totally, that doesn't normally happen. So Celine Dion, you cannot ignore that voice. And so now how about we have a little bit of Amy Grant.
Your heart be light.
From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us will be near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough.
And of course, what Christmas would be complete without a little bit of music from Charlie Brown and the Gang? Not sure how many of you know the stories behind the many Christmas songs that you've probably grown up listening to in elevators and malls throughout our childhood and our adult lives. A lot of times they're just a ubiquitous aspect to society and we don't necessarily know the background. That's what I think is really interesting about this book, Caroling to Christmas, which, by the way, when I was talking to Dane Rogers about it, I asked him how they chose the size of the book because it fits so perfectly in your hands. It's not too big. It's not too small. It's not too thick. It's brilliant. And he actually said that it's the size of books that are typically produced in South Korea and that he likes that size, and we talked about why, and I agree completely. This is a super comfortable, easy book to take with you and to engage with, whereas not all books are. It's also not a hardcover, so it feels comfortable in your purse, or, you know, it's not a hard object. Anyways, so this was written by Dr. Robert L. Dean, one of the contributors to this book, and he is the one who chose to write about Hark the Herald Angels Sing, which we just were listening to. So here's something interesting that I didn't know. It says that Charles Wesley is often said to have been the greatest hymn writer of the ages. He, along with his older brother John and evangelist George Whitefield, laid the foundation for the Reform movement in the Anglican Church, later known as Methodism. Charles wrote just under 9,000 hymns. Think about that, not just the words, but the music to go with it. Among these hymns are numerous others which continue to be sung today, and he lists out a few of those. Of course, it includes Hark the Herald Angels Sing, which has become a favorite Christmas hymn for many. This was one of the few Christmas songs written in the 17th and 18th centuries. From the time of the ascendancy of the Puritans in the early 1600s, Christmas hymns had been outlawed. Okie dokie. Well, on that note, on to our next song. This next song is from a Christmas harp collection of my mother's, and a lot of the songs are super long, so I chose this one partly because it's shorter, at about 4.5 minutes. God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. So as I'm looking through Caroline to Christmas here, this one is on page 35. It's the December 7th carol, and this excerpt is written by Jacob Heaton. So I'm going to go ahead and focus on this last little part of what he talks about, where he says, many commentaries make mention of the historical understanding that in medieval times, Mary meant mighty and rest meant to keep or to make. This would make the medieval lyrics, quote, God make ye mighty gentlemen, unquote. A comparison to this medieval understanding is that Robin Hood's merry men were in fact mighty men. While it is difficult to find primary source evidence to confirm this linguistic development, if true, the modification changes the meaning slightly and certainly imbues the sentiment the angels communicated to the shepherds in the declaration, Fear not, Luke 2:10. So let's see here. All right, here we go. So, God make ye mighty gentlemen, and may ye rest and be merry as well. And now let's have something a little bit more lighthearted from Harry Connick Jr. This is his When My Heart Finds Christmas CD, and we're listening to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Hey kids, you know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Yeah!
Had a very shiny nose,
and if you ever saw it,
you would even say it glows.
All of the other reindeer
used to laugh and call him names.
They never left poor Rudolph joining any reindeer games.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history. Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in his.
And we'll follow that up with some Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters singing Here Comes Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer are pulling on the rein. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that is filled with toys for the boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed, cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus Claus comes tonight, tonight. Santa Claus comes tonight. Happy day.
Happy time.
Listen to the bells and chime as Santa Claus comes your way today.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, for he loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right.
Fill your hearts with a Christmas cheer, cause Santa Claus comes tonight, tonight.
Santa Claus is coming tonight.
And now we're back to one of my favorite Christmas albums by For King and Country, and O Come, Emmanuel. Now, if you listen to my interviews for October and November with Bradley Mastin and Dane Rogers and Morgan Arnold, then you would have caught the beginning and the end of the King and Country version of O Come, Emmanuel. I'm going to go ahead and give you the full version here, and I want to share with you a little bit about what Dane Rogers says about this song. He says, "When I sing this hymn, my mind wanders to memories of Christmas Eve services at my little hometown church. The flicker of candles, the nip of the December air in Washington, and the warmth of the inviting little chapel. These memories go back as far as I can remember, as do most Christmas hymns. But how often do we take a moment to contemplate the words we are singing? And even when we get the gist of the hymn, words like Emmanuel and Dayspring are lost in the fray. Our minds linger for a moment on concepts like Israel's captivity, nation's desire, order, and peace. But we forget them as soon as we turn the page in the hymnal and the piano player begins tapping out the next song on the keys." And so now you can enjoy the song. And then if you check out their book, Caroling to Christmas, you can read the rest of what Dane Rogers had to say about O Come, Emmanuel.
mouth and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high and close the path to misery.
And here's another sweet one that I love from that This Yule CD that I fell in love with down in the deserts of California. This next song is one that I would imagine 99.9% of you have heard, Silent Night. And it is spoken about in this lovely book, Caroling to Christmas, by Bill Harger. I hope I'm pronouncing that name correctly. So, Bill, sorry if I got it wrong. He says here that Silent Night was composed as a poem by a young Austrian priest named Joseph Mohr. There we go. I just don't know if I said that right either. In 1816, but was not immediately set to music. On Christmas Eve of 1818, Father Mohr wanted it sung in service. He took it to Franz Gruber, a church musician, and asked if he could put it to music in time for the evening mass. The church organ was broken, so Gruber composed the melody on a guitar in a few hours, and it was sung by the choir for the first time that Christmas Eve. Supposedly today, it is said to be a tradition in Austria that the song is not sung until Christmas Eve. And so this is a beautiful rendition of Silent Night.
Thank you.
As we near the end of today's show, I think I can't help but play this next song because I truly do wish all of you a very Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings to you wherever you are. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
It may surprise you to find that Joy to the World is included in the Caroling to Christmas book. And they say at the beginning, this was written by Jeremy Thomas, he says, Joy to the World is perhaps the only hymn in this book that is not a Christmas carol, yet it has been the most published Christmas hymn in North America since the 20th century. This enigma may be attributed to non-premillennial interpretations of Watts' hymn that spiritualized his intent. Watts was a premillennialist who loosely based his hymn on Psalm 98, an enthronement psalm that describes Christ's second coming to rule on earth. He goes on to talk about a whole bunch of fun and interesting details, but of course, I am sure we all do wish Joy to the World, and that is our next song.
Come.
Thank you for joining me here for an hour of Christmas music at Prose, Poetry, and Purpose on 101.9 FM, Voice of Vashon. Do take some time to check out truegracebooks.com, and I hope you enjoy the last song of the day.